It's time for Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at ChristiansForAmerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Don Swarthout coming to you from Craves Gospel Truth in Pensacola, Florida.
Today, I want to talk to you about your heart and how not to let it be troubled. My message is from John 14:1, which says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believed in God, now believe also in me." And those were words that Jesus said to his disciples at the beginning of a conversation that he was having with them to tell them that he was going to be crucified and rise again on the third day. In James 1:14-15, it says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his lust. When lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin brings death." It would not be so bad if we were talking about bringing death forth in the flesh. But when the Bible says that sin brings death, we are talking about a spiritual death. And this is truly about as bad as it can get. Most people do not feel responsible for their emotions, but they do feel responsible for their actions. But your emotions are the place where you conceive your feelings. And your emotions are the place where you conceive your feelings of depression and unnecessary worry. Most people do not realize that sin started in their emotions. In other words, you will be conceiving sin if you allow your emotions to get away from you. That is one of the reasons that sin is so strong. And one of the reasons is that your emotions are so strong. People will often accept depression as being normal. But let me tell you, instead, you can apply Galatians 5:22-25 to your life, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh along with their affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit." How will you be able to control your emotions, which are guilty of conceiving sin? The answer is really simple and is found in John 14:1. And again, that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And that was the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. The simple answer is to believe in God and to know Jesus. If you're willing to believe in God and Jesus, you will know the truth. And the truth you know will set you free. I really believe that if you are making excuses about your depression, you are not in faith. I'm going to let you think about that for a second. I really believe that if you're making excuses about your depression, it is not in faith. If you are depressed, discouraged, worried, it is not because of faith. Faith is trust. And if you trusted God, there would be a peace surrounding you. When you are trusting and believing God, you can cast your cares onto God. You are able to deal with everything because you cast your cares upon God. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, it provides an answer to this question. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares about you. It is very important for us to understand and to remember that God cares about us. If you do this, you will be able to defeat all of your troubles and cast your care upon God because he cares about you. God is so big. If we cast our cares upon God, you will be able to stop your unnecessary worrying. Believe in God and cast your cares upon God. Hebrews 1:11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope is the beginning of faith, and you may be hoping that you have been healed, or you may be hoping that your financial situation has been worked out, but you are still in a state of anxiety, and you still worry because you have not cast your cares upon the Lord. I hope this is making sense to you. When you get into a position of truly trusting God, your faith is truly anchored in him. You will learn to cast your cares upon the Lord when you truly believe in the Lord, and it will not be a problem for you or anyone else. In John 14:1, Jesus gave these instructions to his disciples regarding his coming crucifixion. His instructions to them was not to let their hearts be troubled. Jesus would not have given them this command unless they were able to follow it. The disciples were about to witness the death of Jesus, who was their greatest hope in the entire world. How could they not have been troubled? However, instead of being afraid and wondering what was going to happen to them, they could have been rejoicing because Jesus had told them that he was going to be resurrected in 3 days. In meanwhile, he was going to die for all of our sins. Jesus was also going to die for all of our diseases. If the disciples had not let their hearts be troubled, they would have been excited, filled with anticipation because of the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus told them that he was going to bear the sins of the world, the sickness of the world, but that he would resurrect on the third day. They should have been filled with excitement because of Jesus telling them what was going to happen. They could have been in faith, saying, on the third day, he will be resurrected and the world will see him once again. They need not have worried if they'd had faith toward God. Faith will give you a different perspective upon absolutely everything. There are people listening to this program who are stress out, people who think this is normal. But if you believe it is not normal, you can be at peace regardless of whatever is going on in your life, because you will soon be living in heaven. And it's not for just a day or two or a week or two or a month or two. It is forever. All you must do then is to be in faith. When you are in faith, it makes you different than the average person. All you have to do is ask yourself, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If you have the same fears, the same cares, the same frustrations as an average person, but you think you are in faith and believing God, I am sorry, But I have some bad news for you. The only way you can follow John 14:1 is to start believing God by casting all of your cares upon God. If you have to increase your faith, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. If we would saturate ourselves with the Word of God, faith would rise up in our knowledge. The Word of God is the home of faith. The Word of God is where faith lives. We can use our faith to stop our emotions from controlling and dominating us and our lives. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. I felt this should be tied into this lesson because most people are tied to their emotions so much that they are childish and immature. Some are in bondage to their emotions, and I believe their emotions must be controlled, and then you will be set free from them. I am not saying that I don't allow my emotions be, or acknowledge my emotions, because I do. When I start to feel depressed, I do not deny the way I feel. Instead, I use these feelings as warning signals. As long as you are walking with the Lord, there will be peace, joy, and you will be fulfilled. I do not deny the feelings of depression when they come, but I do deny the right of these feelings to dominate my life. Instead, I keep my mind stayed upon the Lord. These motions become just a warning signal, which tells me I need to spend more time in study, praying, and worshiping the Lord. Some people are depressed, and they don't even know why they are depressed. These people just are depressed without a reason that they're able to identify. What I want to say to these people is, pull your thumbs out of your mouth. Grow up and take control of your emotions. Jesus certainly had a lot on his mind when he gave the disciples this command, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus was telling us, do not let your emotions control your life. Isaiah 26:3 tells us to have peace when it says that thou, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon God. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord, and he will keep you in perfect peace. If you really focus upon the Lord, what he has told you about his promises and how it will bring you through things, you will be in perfect peace no matter what is going on in your life. I could show you a lot of biblical people who were normal, who came out victorious because they believed in God. Everybody knows the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they are a perfect example of faith going against what was called normal. And what about the story of David and Goliath? David could have been criticized because he was not afraid of Goliath. David was a runt, and Goliath was a giant. David had a lot of reasons to be depressed and upset. David's brother accused David of being irresponsible because of David's attitude toward Goliath. Actually, David had a number of reasons that he could have been depressed and discouraged. Yet David encouraged himself in the Lord. Instead of being fearful of and approaching Goliath, David actually ran toward Goliath. And as he ran toward Goliath, David said, "You defy the armies of the living God." David called Goliath names when he said, "You are nothing but an uncircumcised Philistine." And David meant that Goliath was not a person who had a relationship with God. David said, "I am the one who has a relationship with God." Imagine that, a believer who called out a non-believer. David had an anointing on him. David had studied and been meditating on the promises of God. It wasn't really a fair fight because of the advantages David had with God. In reality, Goliath never stood a chance. Goliath was a huge man, but that was all he was. He was a normal man who was huge. But David was anointed with the power of God. That is why David saw himself differently than the people who rejected him. Although David had been rejected by almost everyone, he went by what God said, and he used it to encourage himself. David was bold and ran up to Goliath and said, "Today I'm going to cut off your head and feed it to the fowls of the air." That, my friends, is what faith is all about. David and the others we call heroes would have not been successful if they had indulged their emotions. If they had approached things as natural human beings, you would have never heard of them because they would have never been successful. However, those people we consider to have been successful were able to operate a cut of well above the average person, where the average person operates. And they were able to go well beyond the average person because they simply wanted to do what is right. When Jesus went to the cross, he was hurting. And when Jesus died for us, he did it as a matter of choice. Jesus made that choice on his own, whether he wanted to die or not, because it was the reason that the Father had sent him to the earth. That, my friends, made all the difference to Jesus. He wanted to do exactly what God expected of him. Jesus may have felt differently than his actions portrayed, but Jesus said to the Father, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I don't know this for sure. I don't know what Jesus felt, but I have to admit to you that I have been vengeful, very vengeful, in less demanding situations, much less. However, I am glad I did not act like I felt towards some people. If you do something because of your emotions, then you are in bondage to your emotions. Jesus said in 14:1, John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled." If Jesus gave that command, I know that I can do it. I will not let my heart be troubled. How? I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to trust in Him. I'm going to focus on His Word. I'm going to trust God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And you, my friends, can do the same thing. This message is very meaningful and important to me. Lately, I have been getting up really early. Sometimes before 3 o'clock a.m. During those early morning hours, I spend time worshiping God and praying. And for some reason, I always end up singing, maybe it's because nobody is there to hear me, an old hymn called, "Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb?" That hymn made me wonder if I would be considered a believer if someone could ask Jesus. The song also made me wonder whether I am willing to pay the price for being a Christian. Surprisingly, it was not a struggle for me to answer each of these questions. Would I act like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Would I be man enough to walk like David before his battle with Goliath? I really did think about that, and I thought hard about it, and I really believe that I would. The question I have for you is, wouldn't you walk in that kind of faith and that kind of strength if you were faced with the same problems that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego or David was faced with? Wouldn't you? You can check me out at my website, www.thegospeltruthcenter.com, or Crave is www.christiansfor, and the four is the number four, christiansforamerica.com.
This is Pastor Don Swarthout coming to you from Pensacola, Florida, with Crave's Gospel Truth. We will be back next week on the radio at the same time in the same station unless the Lord comes back first. If that is the case, we will see you in heaven. Are you saved and going to heaven? If you are not sure about this, please give me a call at 850-736-8613. This is Pastor Don Swarthout saying so long for now.
This has been Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com. Or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.